Welcome to Raising Your Standards, Innovations in Accreditation Management with Armature Fabric, the podcast where we explore the exciting world of accreditation and how cutting-edge technology is revolutionizing the way organizations manage it. I'm Andrew Bryden, and I'll be your guide on this journey. Together, we'll dive deep into the challenges, solutions, and success stories that make accreditation management more efficient and effective than ever before. This podcast is brought to you by Armature, the creators of Armature Fabric, the game-changing accreditation management software trusted by accreditation leaders around the world. In each episode, I'll share insights from technology leaders and industry experts who are at the forefront of accreditation management to help you navigate this key area of your organization. So whether you're a seasoned accreditation professional or just starting your journey, get ready to discover new strategies, best practices, and the latest trends that will take your accreditation management to the next level. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Let's get started. If there's one constant in this world, it is that change will happen. It is inevitable. The business of accreditation is certainly no exception. As standards and quality measures continue to become more rigorous, accreditation and certification bodies are continually reassessing and updating how they hold their constituents accountable. To keep pace with this change, contemporary accreditation management software products need to be flexible and responsive and empower accreditors to accommodate frequent changes. So how can accreditation management software adapt to meet the changes of contemporary accreditation? Let's explore. We'll start with defining what accreditation management software is. It's designed to help accreditation bodies manage their accreditation process from initial application through to final decision and then reaccreditation and all of those pieces in between. This type of software helps streamline the entire accreditation process by systematically organizing, capturing, and managing the data and evidence required for successful accreditation. Typically, the software is equipped with workflow tools that enable the delegation of tasks and tracking of progress, allowing for a more efficient and streamlined accreditation process. Armature Fabric is one of the leading examples of an accreditation management software product that provides organizations with the necessary tools to successfully navigate the accreditation process. With its robust feature set and user-friendly interface, Armature makes managing accreditation easier and simpler for all user types. It's a secure, cloud-based product that promotes configuration over customization, making it highly adaptable, quick to deploy, and easy to update. So let's take a look at the primary requirements in the accreditation process. While there are multiple types and flavors of accreditation, the primary components across each type tend to be relatively common. The following elements provide an example of a typical accreditation process. Let's start with application submission. This is the initial discovery stage where information about an organization or program, the scope of services, and delegation of activities is requested. The information collected largely depends on the accreditation type you require. For instance, organization mission and goals, key leadership and qualifications, risk management posture, clinical workflows in healthcare scenarios, faculty members, performance supervision and improvement data, and consumer empowerment and protection. The next stage is typically an application review. In this stage, all documents uploaded and answers provided in the application may be scored based on their compliance with the required standard. Recommendations from experts, either internal or external reviewers, will be given when standards are partially met, or not met at all. The goal of this stage is to help strengthen your policies and procedures and bring them up to standard. This process could involve one or more review cycles, or rounds if you like, depending on the number of revisions required. The next step is often a site visit. So this visit helps to validate the accuracy of statements and evidence collected during the application phase. These visits may be conducted at a facility, or sometimes virtually, or a blend of both. Activities in this stage often include management interviews, staff interviews, file reviews, and facility tours. And then a summary report is often provided after the completion of that review. A committee review is often the next stage. So the stamp of approval is often conducted by a committee or board of directors who review a final report and make a decision. These committees can consist of senior accreditation staff and or third-party experts. Accreditation determinations can result in multiple outcomes, including complete and full accreditation, conditional accreditation, provisional accreditation, not accredited, or just a denial of accreditation. The last step is often continuous monitoring, and this is the most evolving area. Many accredited organizations or programs undergo continuous or frequent monitoring during an accreditation cycle to ensure that they consistently improve, demonstrate excellent performance, and maintain standards. So with all that said, software products have to be flexible enough to meet the changing demands of accreditation and certification bodies. Why? Because standards change from year to year or from cycle to cycle. Accreditation standards are not designed to be fixed. There are organizations charged with the responsibility of developing, revising, and assessing standards periodically, and technology needs to be flexible enough to accommodate and adapt to these changes. New accreditation types are often created. When new programs are developed, it should be relatively easy to add them to your existing software solution. Those products that can meet these requirements need to be configurable and able to accommodate new processes quickly and effectively. Processes can change. The process of accreditation is developed based on the current needs of the profession, the delivery system, as well as input from communities of interest. Hence, it's always changing. The ability to update processes efficiently is critical. Data collection requirements can change. Just as there are different regulatory and rating bodies, the data collection requirements for each of them may also be different. Oftentimes, data requirements for a particular industry may be modified over time to maintain standards. Changes in accredited programs or organizations require certain levels of reporting. Most changes, such as those requiring relating to a facility location, faculty, or curriculum, must be reported through annual reports or progress reports. Others must be reported immediately, and software products need to be designed to capture data, this type of data, and initiate applicable processes to support these scenarios. And finally, more and more accreditors are adopting the idea of continuous quality improvement. CQI is the hallmark of efficiency and effectiveness, and accreditation software products must be collaboratively designed and flexible enough to facilitate learning and continuous quality improvement. Armature's accreditation management software, Armature Fabric, is a powerful cloud-based solution that enables accreditation staff to efficiently manage the entire accreditation process and drive continuous quality improvement. It's critical that this type of software is flexible and adaptable to meet the changing needs of accreditors. We'd love to tell you more. If you're interested in learning more, please contact sales@armaturecorp.com. And thank you for listening. And that's a wrap for this episode of Raising Your Standards, Innovations in Accreditation Management with Armature Fabric. I hope you found today's insights valuable and that you're inspired to explore new ways to excel in accreditation management. Be sure to visit Armature at armaturecorp.com to learn more about Armature Fabric and how it can transform your accreditation process. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps me bring you the content you love. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you have questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks for joining me on this journey of innovation in accreditation management. Until next time, keep working to raise your standards.